And this is KU-LCQ returning. And, well, for starters, Stephen, when you went to the JPR, you sounded, you were fluttering a lot. Almost like picket fencing on a mobile, is what it sounded like here. So you're sounding better, you got a cleaner signal where you're at right now. It's a little low, a little soft, on audio, but still understandable. And, give up the frequency? Absolutely not. I don't think we should give up any frequencies. If we start doing that, what are we going to end up with? You know, whatever they decide to let us have. No. Be greedy. Keep as much as you can. Use as much as you can. And like Will said, if you don't use it, we'll end up losing it. So it would be nice to see a more active 220 repeater situation. I've got a couple of 220 radios, but I can't get out anywhere because it doesn't travel that far. But it would be nice if there was a local repeater that I could get into. Right now I'm kind of strapped with Echolink. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But yeah, that's just the name of the game, too. That's what the hobby's all about, working with what you got. But no, don't give up anything at all. And it would be nice to get back what we lost to the UPS. Using it, give it back to us. Let's face it, amateur radio is it can be very important in emergency situations, and people don't realize that. So anyway, that's my soapbox rant. So with that, I will hand it over to Tom, N8DGD. This is KU-8LCT. Go ahead.